Hare Krishna. So I'm ready. I want to first of all greet you very affectionately to this wonderful festival. I think we all can still breathe. I heard towards the weekend or the later part of the week for sure, there will be caravans coming from everywhere from but for now, we are still all arriving. I hope that you have found your rooms and you have landed, so to say. I see those of you who came from abroad are definitely jet lagged, and you will need to do something about it. I'm very excited for this festival because, yes, there are exciting things. So many nice devotees come. I will address so many through the cameras, which are just being set up. But there is something I'm really looking forward to, besides all these wonderful contacts with devotees. I might also get some presents. There's also certainly a happy occasion. I know there are some books I have been looking forward which are coming. But most of all, I'm really expecting the gift of Krishna Prema, at least maybe not the whole cake, but a slice of the cake, or maybe not the overwhelming experience that can drown the whole world in love. That is too bold to ask for, but at least something which is so freely given by Lord Nityananda. And I wish all of you the same. I like this decoration always. It means something comes from above to us. The holy name or love which is distributed through chanting of the holy name. During this festival, oh, that's much better, thank you. I will try to address you with an extraordinary mercy, oh my God, this word is not yet on my tongue so easily. Magnanimity, something like this. It means something that is freely given, and generosity of Lord Nityananda. I do hope that it will be a wonderful experience. Now, I would like to, in this lecture, it won't be a very complicated lecture because we have just arrived. In this lecture, I want to tune you in to how you can best receive the benefit of coming to this festival. The title of this lecture will be "Opening Ourselves for the Mercy of Lord Nityananda." I want to say something at the beginning that I will repeat throughout the festival. Please always carry the goal of your coming here over your head. Just like we have seen the Indian ladies who go to the wells to bring containers of pots of well water. They balance the water on their head while they do their other things, walking, talking, feeding their babies. Yes, I saw in Braj ladies breastfeeding their ladies while keeping the pot of water on their head and never forgetting it's there. So in the same way, of course, you will do many things. You will laugh, you will speak to your friends, you will eat prasadam, he will sing in kirtan, he will do so many things. Please always keep during the festival the goal of it all over your head. Balance it then. If you forget it, you might suffer from so many people who are sharing the same bathroom. Really, it will be very full. I heard from the registrations. We were thinking, should we make a tent outside to host all the devotees who come? But then we thought, no, let us just take everything extra out of the temple room so that there is enough place. You might remember here was a big stage for theater performances. We put that out and everything else, tables and so on. Good. But still, you need to keep the purpose over your head when it gets full. But for now, let us enjoy the fresh air to breathe. Yes, the window is open. And the wonderful deities and the feeling that we have arrived at a place where we can hopefully get some spiritual presence. Thank you. That's problem, so many books and so little. Yes, all right, I can put it here. Jaya Radha Madhava. So beautiful, no? Kunya Bihari. Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Om Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Kamunakida Vanatani
Kamunakida
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let us start this auspicious festival with one of the two pranam mantras which are there in our scriptures to Lord Nityananda. Pranam means we are offering our obeisances. Nityanandam Aham Nomi
Nityanandam Aham Nomi
Savananda Karam Param
Savananda Karam Param
Harinama Pradam Devam
Harinama Pradam Devam
Avaduta Shiromanim
Avaduta Shiromanim.
I bow down to that Supreme Lord Nityananda, the crest jewel among Avadutas, who distributes the gifts of the highest bliss and the holy names to one and all. So he is the crest jewel, the best, the highest of all those great, great glorified souls, and he is known for his two gifts, the highest bliss and the holy name, which he distributes freely. My dear devotees, any spiritual event should have the goal to help us increase our attachment or affection for the Supreme Lord. When we leave a festival and our affection or attachment or interest, if you so wish, has increased, and we turn to Krishna or to Lord Nityananda or whoever, you know, Krishna with an heightened state of devotion, and then we know the festival is successful. Please keep this goal in front of you. We want to generate in this festival something extraordinary, attachment to the Lord, which naturally helps us to get rid of those attachments that we have identified as harmful for our spiritual life. In the 11th canto, there is a very inspiring verse. I only have this volume here. Parasparanu katanam, that's how it starts. One should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant the glories of the Lord. One should learn how to associate with them, and in this gathering one should learn to chant the glories of the Lord. This process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship, as they are experiencing this, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. And by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all sufferings. We hear the words of the Bhagavatam. Let us learn to come together, chant and hear about the glories of the Lord, and then we will feel how that hole in our heart, the emptiness in our heart, will become filled, and we feel mutual satisfaction. And that is so great. We hear that this will help us to encourage each other. Come, let us live without fear and anxiety, and move forward to Krishna, towards Krishna. No? And the next verse, this is from the 11th canto, by the way. I think some of you are interested in philosophy, not all, but some. Krishna, of course, you are all great readers. So it's the 11th canto. Chapter 3, verse 29. It encourages us to gather together with the sole purpose to hear and chant about the glories of the Lord, and this will help us to get rid of our anchor, that what holds us back in this world, to things which are creating anxiety. So then the verses continue. The devotees of the Lord constantly discuss the glories of the personality of Godhead amongst themselves, that they constantly remember the Lord and remind one another of his qualities and pastimes. In this way, the devotees please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is why we can say we make this effort amongst ourselves to really give hearing and chanting about Krishna priority. Krishna will be pleased, and in return he will shower us with the soothing nectar of his mercy. This is the purpose of this festival, as it is explained by the saint Prabhudha to the ancient king Nimi. God. Nimi had contact with Krishna. Krishna had delivered him from a curse and brought him to a glorious life. So he knew to appreciate this instruction very much. In another part of the Bhagavatam, we actually hear about the potency of this katha. It is compared with Mother Ganga. Last year, at the end of the year, we were very fortunate to give a retreat high up in the Himalayas. Not yet super high, but a little high. And Vipin was there on the retreat. He's here also. Hare Krishna, I've seen you. And we were fortunate. We stayed at a beautiful place which had its own access to the Ganga. It was a long path, you could say, that led us through a beautiful forest to a beach. And we saw Mother Ganga coming with full force. So we had to be careful when we took our bath to not enter into the full stream, because that would have brought us to Ganga Sagara, down to Bengal, at the, where we would be spit out by Mother Ganga into the ocean. So we had to be careful. She was very powerful. So this, in the teachings of Lord Kapila to his mother, Kapila stresses the power of the simple process of hearing and chanting about the glories. And he says that this is actually a sign of devotional, unadulterated devotional service to do this. You may be adulterated, you may be impure, but because the process is so pure, not doing this, it will very, very quickly work on your heart. Here's the Sanskrit for you. Madguna shruti matrena mayi sava guhashaye manogati avichena yata gangam vasom buddho. So devotional service is happening when one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's actually residing in everyone's heart. Just as the water of the Ganges flows naturally down towards the ocean, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows towards the Supreme Lord. Those who like verses, this verse you will find in the third canto, chapter 29. Now in this copy it's a little difficult. I have it here. Verse 11 to 12. No? This is the description. So just by hearing it, and just by absorbing such a festival, and coming here and participating, even if our bodies are tired and our minds a little dull from material life, no problem. You just sit in this katha, in this program, which the devotees have arranged for you, so that this can happen. This process of bhakti can happen, and it will carry you towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I remember once listening to a lecture of Prabhupada where he said, this process of chanting will bring you step by step towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Powerful. So therefore, I invite you to observe the festival and take enough rest. Don't quarrel outside with devotees, that spoils your mood. No, try to minimize perhaps your frequent visits to the social media and so on, to just be full of spiritual katha. Try to meet devotees, as many as you can, discuss with them about your experiences in devotional service. Let us try to create an atmosphere where Lord Nityananda will be pleased with us and shower his mercy. It's our chance, and I think as we go through life, such chances come not so frequent in our life, because we are all busy with our various activities, and now we are here. You just have to convince your mind that you are here now. Good. My dear devotees, God has one problem. Only one. Not two, not three, not four. He has one problem, and that is, he cannot taste the sweetness of of himself. There's a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which talks about this problem. Krishna samyenahe tandra madhu yashvadan. The sweetness of Lord Krishna is not to be tasted by those who consider themselves equal to Lord Krishna. But to speak of Krishna himself. Only through the sentiment of servitude can one relish Krishna. Remember, sugar cannot eat, relish sugar. How good then it is, freed from the curse of its own existence. Sugar is the modern poison, many have analyzed. But in our example, a gulab jamun can never taste himself as a gulab jamun. So in the same way, Krishna can never experience, or God can never experience how wonderful he is. When he hears his devotees talking, he becomes attracted. It's described like this, no? Tatra tishtam madbhakta yatra gayantri tatra tishtami narada. Narada, I go where my devotees talk about me. Because Krishna makes a big ear, as you say in America, to hear this talk about himself, and he thinks that they're tasting it. They are so much in bliss, but I'm not. And for this reason, he actually takes his avatar, he comes into this world, so that he tastes himself. Do you know what is Krishna's way to taste himself, to taste the pleasure of God? Yes. In what way does he come? As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God immersed in the mood of a servant. Now, how does his brother Balaram come? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes immersed in the mood of Radha. So Krishna comes immersed in the mood of Radha as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How is it with Balaram? I mean, Krishna, it is described, asked him, Baladau, this is of course Brij Basi language, Baladev, I'm going to make my avatar in this world, please come with me. So Balaram comes also and comes as Nityananda. But in what mood is he? This is a good question, no? Have you understood that the point is Krishna, if he wishes to taste himself, he has to become a servant. So, and he takes on the mood of his first and foremost servant, that is Radharani. You know everything already. Yes. Balaram comes also, and he comes as a servant. There's a verse in the Adi Lila, chapter 6, verse 44, a very important verse. Krishna dasi abhimane ye ananda sindhu. Ananda sindhu, I think you understand, ocean of happiness, of bliss. Koti brahma sukhanae. Tara eka bindu. The conception of servitude, of being a servant of Krishna, generates such an ocean of joy in the soul that even the joy of oneness with the Absolute, if multiplied 10 million times, my God, that's so much, could not compare to a drop of the happiness which a pure servant, who is not mental, of course, feels when doing the service. So, when Balaram comes in the mood of a servant, he takes on the mood of Radharani's younger sister. What is the name of this younger sister, please? Wow, wonderful, thank you. Ananda Manjari. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Ananga Manjari is always eager to serve Srimati Radhika. It is described that when Srimati Radharani goes to the noon bath at Radhakund, Ananga Manjari is there, and after the bath she will decorate her sister so beautifully, so enchantingly, that Krishna is absolutely attracted to her beauty. And there's a little pastime that when Krishna around that time, he gets a message that Radha waits at Radhakund for him, and when he finally comes to Radhakund looking for Radha, he cannot first see her. So at that time Ananga Manjari takes a mirror, holds it before Radharani, and reflects the mirror image of Radha towards Krishna, who sees Radha's image reflected towards him, or brought to him, transferred to him by Ananga Manjari, and is very happy and now knows where to find Radha. So Ananga Manjari is always eager to serve Srimati Radhika. She is none other than the feminine form of Sri Nityananda or Sri Baladev. Yes, both are one, no? Therefore we say Nityananda Ram. Yes, Balaram. And another quotation from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In this form of Radharani's younger sister, Ananga Manjari, Sri Nityananda Prabhu nourishes the mellows of conjugal love. He helps, in other words, Krishna, who is in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to relish or to fulfill his mission, to relish what the devotee, what Radharani feels. Now I admit that for those who do not regularly read about these things, you will become bewildered. My God, where have I landed? This is an internal reason of Lord Nityananda, Balaram to come is Nityananda. He wants to assist his brother in tasting what it means to serve the Lord. No, this is very confidential. It is hidden in the heart, but there is an external reason to which all of us who are perhaps Bahya Mukha, facing this world with high interest to enjoy it, I can relate much better. The external reason of Lord Chaitanya, of Gaunitai, is to propagate bhakti on the platform of devotional service. They want to, they say to us, come on, come on, you sleeping souls. You should wake up from the dramatic, traumatic dream of material existence. Don't you see? You suffer from your body, you suffer from conflicts with other living beings, and you suffer when the external circumstances change and it becomes too whole, too cold, or anything, wars or conflicts, or some of you suffer because you don't have money, you know, because the economy is so problematic. You know, you say, come on, can't you see? We want you to enjoy your birthright, your unique prerogative to be in blissful service of Krishna. Not they will say like this. So this is the wonderful distribution of love of Godhead, about which I want to speak a little bit more in detail today and during the festival. I might talk in private about this other Madhurya subject of tasting the sweetness of Nityananda, and also in public I might talk about it, but let us start where we are. We need some Ananda. We are, as Lord Chandrasthaka says, oh Lord Nityananda, you are very happy, I need this. Please bestow your kripa on me. So Krishna comes with Balaram, and they become Chaitanya and Nitai. But you must know there is a very deciding difference between how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives love of Godhead and how Nityananda gives the bliss of love of Godhead. A very important difference. Nityananda is so overwhelmed with the bliss of Krishna consciousness that he is sometimes called Prema Mata Nityananda. Krishna Das Kaviraj calls him like this. He has become a Mata. Mata means Mata. You know, mad. The English word mad comes from there, but I don't want to say this about Lord Nityananda. You can see this is not. It is an intoxicated, God intoxicated is nicer to translate. Prema Nanda Nityananda Kripa Avatara. He's the avatar that distributes Kripa in this from this intoxicated state of love of Godhead. And you can see he gives it to the most unqualified. We will talk about this a little bit more. My dear devotees, I remember when I was a child, I had this friend, Fritz Monarch. He was a university prof professor who lost interest in academia and became a drunkard and lived very happily in the park on a bench. And I learned all my stories from him, you know, as a child. He was highly intelligent and out of the box. And when I was needing money, you know, the money for my ice cream, I had only two marks for a whole month of ice cream. 2 marks is not enough, you know. So I always came to him when he was intoxicated, and I said, "Fritz, I need money for ice cream." And he would always, although he was so poor, give me whatever was required. And I would bring him ice cream also, but he said, "Bring me wine. Ice cream is for children." You know. But my mother had forbidden me to give him. So I didn't do. I was following my mother's authority. When you are drunken, you don't think very much about these barriers which we have. This is mine, this is yours. No, take. What is mine is yours, said Fritz. So that is Lord Nityananda also. There is one beautiful passage from Navadvipdham Mahatmya where you hear Lord Nityananda's mood. Raising his arms, Nityananda calls out. This is now for you. Make a little dramatic, no?
O souls!
Yeah, but you are not Lord Nityananda. Yeah, you have to listen, no? O souls, give up the misery of trying to enjoy this world or trying to let go of this world. And come with me. You are searching for happiness. I will give it to you, and I will not take anything from you in return. You will not undergo any trouble. There will be no loss for you, no pain. Simply chant Sri Gauranga, that's for you.
Sri Gauranga!
Yeah, but not like this. Sri Gauranga!
Sri Gauranga!
Yes, coming close. So simply chant this, Sri Gauranga, and dance without care. The happiness I will give you is unparalleled. It is pure, it is eternal joy, and it is free from all illusion. It's not like the happiness which you have here, short-lived, a reflection of the real thing. This is from Navadvipdham Mahatmya. Beautiful, beautiful. So, Lord Nityananda is like this. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami shakes his head and wonder. He has experienced the mercy of Lord Nityananda and has become supremely happy, so he knows. He says, Adbhuta Karunya is a wonderful mercy. Adbhuta Odaya, he is very magnanimous in a wonderful way. And Adbhuta Vadanya, very generous. Now, by worshipping that Lord Nityananda, there's something happening which I feel a thorn in the heart of many of us. At least it is a thorn in my heart. By worshipping Lord Nityananda, some of the qualities of Nityananda will come into you, that is adosha dashi, that is not noticing the shortcomings of others. Have you noticed how your mind by default means it's a habit, you really have to confront it and then do something to change it. Habits are very difficult to change. And one of our habits is to judge others. Oh, he's not so nice, or he's not so good, or judge others, judge circumstances, or this not so good, and criticize. And this brings us quickly into the material world. It's a habit of constantly analyzing, comparing, and then making a judgment about people and about situations. And this is the great problem in spiritual movements, including ours, that this constant fault finding, positioning ourselves in relationship to others, and then subtly wanting to go above the others and finding the others not so valuable, perhaps. I don't know if you have already noticed it. I noticed it when I was perhaps 57 years old. I noticed this mentality had not become less by joining a movement. No, as a non-devotee, I was already very critical. I thought I'm a Rolling Stones fan, and the Beatles fans are foolish. that was the modern ethics at that time. I mean, I give harmless examples. I could give you examples that will make you blush, but I will not do this. This is a pain in our neck, this mode. And in Switzerland, our Keshava Maharaj informed us, habits are very difficult. They die very slowly. Take the age away from habit, then you still have a bit. Yeah, our Keshava Maharaj has informed us. Take the A away, then there's still the bit left, you know. Habits die a slow death, it is known. No, now I'm wondering if the mother with the child can concentrate. Or perhaps it is better to take care of the needs of the child. I'm wondering. So the qualities of Nityananda, who didn't see any shortcomings with anyone, he just did not see it. We sometimes may see it, but then we choose, no, now don't criticize. Mind stop. But Nityananda just doesn't see it, and that's because he is Prema Mata Nityananda. He is intoxicated with transcendental love of Krishna. That's why he is so wonderful. That's why he is so. So by worshipping him, something of that comes to us. I want to now release you from intense listening. I want to talk to you about how Lord Nityananda became reunited with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Dham. You must know, Nityananda lived for 12 years in Ekachakra. Then, to increase the loving mood of his parents and all the people of Ekachakra, who loved him so much, he decided to make an arrangement, and he went into the heart of one sannyasi who came to Ekachakra and talked the whole night with Hadai Pandit about Krishna. In the early morning, Hadai Pandit said, "You have given me the most valuable gift of love to Krishna. I want to return this and give you anything in return." So that sannyasi, who was moved by Lord Nityananda in the heart, We hear Lord Nityananda could direct crowds to bring back stolen articles. He could enter the heart of the most unlikely candidates for devotional service and bring them to the path. The sannyasi came, and when he heard that Hadai Pandit would give him anything, he said, "Anything? Anything and everything," said Hadai Pandit. "Then give me your son." He was known at that time as Kubera. Hadai Pandit said, "I have to talk with my wife about this." So he went to Padmavati and they talked. "I have promised him anything and he has asked for our son. By Dharma, I'm obliged to give him as a brahmachari assistant, you know, travel assistant. They cook, they beg, they wash the clothes. What do you say?" Padmavati said, "This will be the most hard thing. We will die. I will die, and I know you will die in separation, because Nityananda is more dear to us than our life. But I remember, before he came to us, both you and me saw a great soul, a Mahapurusha, who said, 'This son of yours, which will come shortly to you, will spread love of God throughout the whole universe. And now is the time where we have to do what is most difficult. We have to let him go to do his mission.'" And Hadai Pandit said, "I also remember an incident. Dasharat had to give up whom? Ram, yes. And Dasharat died afterwards. Yes. But he said yes. And you have also encouraged and given your permission. We will also say yes." So he came back. He said, "Take Nitai. Take good care of us. The whole village only loves him. The sannyasi quickly left. When the villagers found, and this was in the morning time, no? Found Hadai Pandit crying, they very joyfully said, "How can one cry if one has a son like Nityananda?" "That has turned into Nirananda," said Hadai Oja. "Nityananda is no longer in this village. He has left with his own, on his own will, with that sannyasi. When he left us, he didn't even turn around and looked at us." "No problem," said the man. "I have 10 sons. I give the sannyasi any number of sons he needs in exchange." The whole village was alarmed. They all went in various directions to find Lord Nityananda. But when the Lord has willed something, there is no obstacle to his will. They didn't find him. They did not even find something like footprints. They didn't hear the laughter, Philo, of Nityananda in the trees, in the echo of the trees. Nothing. They could not hear anything. So anyways, Lord Nityananda went 20 years on pilgrimage, some of them with the sannyasi. The sannyasi also went his own ways. He had done his mission. And after 20 years, he was in Vrindavan. And there he remembered his previous pastimes as Balaram. Yes, as Balaram. And he felt in his heart that his brother Krishna had appeared in Navadvip. He was going for days without water. He fasted, his spiritual body, no? And he roared loudly, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Yes. And he rolled upon the sacred dust of Vrindavan Dham. He knew his brother was calling him in the heart. Come, come to Navadvip. Let's start the Sankirtan mission together. You might say, why is Lord Nityananda why do we call him the brother? I mean, he was appeared to Hadai, Oja and his wife, Padmavati. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra and Shochi Mata. Yeah, how are they brothers? There is a verse which says that there is a surprising thing in this world. Brothers born from the same mother sometimes turn into bitter enemies. And the example is given Arjuna and Kana. They met for a fight till the death of one of them. Another example is Bali and
Sugriva.
And yet another example of brothers becoming enemies to each other is Ravana and
Bibhishan.
Yes. So surprisingly in this world, individuals born from different parents have brotherly affection between themselves to a degree you don't find among sons from the same parents. No, sometimes you see, maybe you have also such relationships that your own biological brothers are not as close to your heart as perhaps someone, some other friend, some other person who is born from different parents. So therefore brotherhood needs to be defined by affection, not by what is it called, seminal origins of the same womb. Do you follow? Do you have this sometimes that you feel towards someone like your brother who's not your biological brother? Yes, I feel like this. Don't let your biological brother know so that he is not dissatisfied with you. But it is sometimes like this. I have a few of my god brothers where I feel so much affection. So therefore we call them brother. They are brothers in the world of affection. No? Now, when Nityananda Prabhu heard this call of his brother, he went to Navadvip. And when he reached Navadvip, surprisingly, because everything he does is not like ordinary, he did not go directly to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to the house of Nandanandan Acharya and hid there. But in another form as Balaram, he went to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to announce his arrival. He said, the next morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke up amongst his associates. I saw something in the night. I want to read this to you. from a chariot. A chariot stopped before the door, and down stepped a beautiful person who was wearing what color dhoti?
Blue
dhoti and a blue turban, holding a kamandalu in his left hand. What's that? That's a, you know, it's made from pumpkin in the old times, and it's water, it's there. This is a modern kamandalu, if you so wish. holding a kamandalu in his left hand, he was walking, and in his steps he swayed to and fro in ecstasy. He couldn't keep himself straight. And in a loud voice, he kept inquiring, "Is this the house of my brother Nimai Pandit?" I said yes. But he just kept on with great ecstasy shouting, "Is this the house of my brother Nimai Pandit?" And now I know my brother has come to Navadvip, but he's hiding. So Shivas and Haridas, he said to these two devotees, "You go and find him." They searched the whole day. But it is said Nityananda is Guna, very covered, and only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can reveal his glories. So they came back and said, "We can't find him. There's no one like you have described." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand what had happened. He knew, "Only by my mercy can these devotees meet Nityananda." So he took all his associates, and with all of them he went to the house of Nandanandan Acharya. When the devotees looked over the courtyard on the other side, they saw the wonderfully effulgent, smiling form of Nityananda, who was seated on a throne. Transcendental flowers and marks of tilak decorated his body. It shone as if it was on fire, but on fire with a divine tejas, a divine energy, and therefore it was brilliantly effulgent. He was very grave. He sat there in meditation. Yes, there's meditation going on in Krishna consciousness. And he very softly whispered, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna," as tears gushed from his eyes. Seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu standing on the other side, he opened his eyes. I mean, he saw first with the inner eye, and then he opened his eyes, and he saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He didn't say anything at first. He just sat there and drank with his eyes the beautiful form of Lord Nityananda, of Lord Chaitanya. Do you sometimes feel that when you meet someone who's very dear to you, you just don't want to say anything? You just want to look at the person. And then you feel shy to look so long, and you look down to the ground. But he didn't speak. He just looked. Gauranga Mahaprabhu knew his devotees had, this was the first time they saw his brother. So he asked Srivas to do something to to incite the transcendental ecstatic love that is within the heart of Lord Nityananda. Remember, Prema Sindhu, he's an ocean of love. Where is that ocean? Is it outside? No, it is inside the heart. No? So he asked Shivas Thakur to quote a verse where it is described how Krishna enters the forest of the of Vrindavan. You know, he's dressed, I'm sorry, a little sleep deprived here. He's dressed like a dancer. He's very playful. He has a Kanikara flowers shaped like a trumpet, mostly yellow, but I hear there are blue ones also, on an ear, and he sometimes moves the flower to the other ear, and then he plays on his flute and starts to dance to his own flute music. In such a way he dances that everything in him dances. His garland dances, his eyebrows dances. Much better, of course. And he starts to dance through the dust of Vrindavan. He skips. Skips means like jumping, dancing, you know, skipping. And this verse reads like this. I hope I can chant it nicely for you. Bahapitam natavaruvapu kanayo kanikaram vipratvasa kanaka kapisham vaichajantim chamalam randran vino adarasudaya purayan gopavrinder vindaranyam swapadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. Gita Kirti means he's surrounded with his chums. You know, chums means like his best friends. And they Gita, they sing his glories. So the dancing god comes there playing on his flute. Beautiful, decorated, like an actor about to step on the stage and address millions in his audience. There are millions in the audience of Krishna. The whole universe talks about God. Is he there or is he not there? But they talk about him. And he comes now, the Lord comes into the vision. He is there. He is saying, look at me. That's how I am when I play my flute. He does many other things, but this is the meditation of advanced devotees on Krishna, how he comes into their inner vision, dancing, and so on. That is a verse by which we can remember Krishna. It is can be found in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, 21st chapter, it's the Venu Gita, text number 5. So as soon as Nityananda heard this wonderful verse, he felt greatly ecstatic and fell down onto the ground unconscious. After some time he regained his senses, and then he did what Nityananda often did, a hunkara, that's a loud scream. It's translated as a roar, but it was so loud that all the conscious beings in the universe, the saints, the rishis, who are not covered and their ears are not closed by Maya, they were hearing it. Then when he saw the Lord, remember, he started to cry. Piteousness. He changes moods. One is jubilation, then the mood of deep separation from Krishna. Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? Which was to become the motto of the Sankirtan movement. No, searching for Krishna. That's the motto. That's what we are about. No, that's our movement. The Lord, the devotees, when they saw this, they became anxious for Nityananda because he got up and he started to dance and he jumped so high and he did not always land on his feet. He landed on his body and started to roll on the dust, and they felt either he breaks his bones or he sanctifies Mother Earth with the touch. Beholding the beautiful form of Lord Gaurahari, he released deep breaths. He laughed and raised his hands, and Lord Chaitanya, seeing this, started to also shed tears of joy. Then he sat down, and Nityananda calmed down, and he laid on the lap of Lord Chaitanya, some very minded of Lakshman, resting in the lap of Ram. Yes, that image. See, these devotees see through eyes of love, and when you see with love, a father who looks at his blind son calls him lotus eyes once. He sees something else. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees who saw this, saw not just Chaitanya Nitai, they saw Ram and Lakshman, they saw Krishna Balaram, they saw all this, that which is visible to the eye, that is smeared with the prema of, with the self of love, premanjala. My dear devotees, and then they had their first kirtan, but my words can only travel so far. Now my words are not able to move on because it's so ecstatic. Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes by saying that anyone who hears this beautiful narration of the meeting between the two lords is relieved from the clutches of material nature and receives pure love of God. And his last words is, samsara, for this chapter, samsara paya bhaktira sagare ye dubibe se bajuk nitai chande ere. I think he would laugh about my unperfect pronunciation. The verse says, anyone who desires to get delivered from the bondings of this material world. Is this for you? But I know that some of you only think about likes on Facebook. That could be a bonding to this material world for your fame. Oh, you so easily say you want to be free from the bondage of material existence. Really? 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 Anyone who desires to get delivered from the bonds of this material world and dive into the ecstatic ocean of Lord's love should meditate upon and worship Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Lord Nityananda Rama ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Hari Om Sankirtan ki jai. Hare Krishna.